snow demons, snake people, catfolk, Akavir. The Elder Scrolls franchise, aside from occasional trips to other planes of existence, predominantly takes place on the vast continent of Tamriel. Throughout this video series, a number of other continents have been mentioned, including Frozen Atmora to the north, Sunken Yakuta to the west, and the mysterious land of Akavir to the east. Not much is known about the continent, with most of our information either incomplete or merely rumors. Akavir and some of its residents have been some of the largest and most persistent threats to the denizens of Tamriel over the years, and it's certainly possible that we'll continue to learn more about them in future games. Akavir, which means Dragon Land, is a continent of unknown size, although arguments have been made that it is a landmass much smaller than Tamriel. The biomes of Akavir seem to be as varied as Tamriel, ranging from snowy regions to tropical coasts. Notably, there are four different nations within the continent: Kamal, Sayasi, Tang Mo, and Kapotun. There isn't a great amount of info about each of these nations and their peoples, but the people of Tamriel generally think of the Sayasi when they think of Akavir, as they are the ones that most notably invaded Tamriel. Sayasi, meaning Snake Palace, was once the most powerful nation on Akavir, but their naval power is still unmatched. The exact nature of the Sayasi people is a subject for debate, especially their connection to the humans of Akavir. What is known is that there were once humans living on Akavir, but no elves. One source states that the humans of Akavir are the Sayasi, while another source states that all the humans that have lived there were eaten by the snake-like Sayasi people. Another possibility is that the humans were assimilated into the Sayasi Empire, possibly through slavery. Perhaps the most likely explanation is that the Sayasi were originally snake people, but some gained the appearance of humans when they ate them. Multiple descriptions exist for their snake bodies, ranging from only having snake-like lower bodies and human upper bodies, to having entire snake bodies covered in golden scales. They were known to fight with katanas while wearing no shields or armor. As most of Tamriel's interactions with the Sayasi involve war, we have very little information about their kingdoms and culture. The Sayasi first began pirating the waters and islands around Tamriel in the early First Era, presumably to scout out the continent for a coming invasion. It would take many centuries before they launched a full-scale invasion, arriving by boat in northern Skyrim, quickly crushing the Nords and sweeping south into Cyrodiil. The armies of Cyrodiil rallied around General Reman and were joined by the forces of Morrowind, and together they managed to successfully stop the invasion. Curiously, the Akavir invaders bowed down to Reman upon hearing his voice, proclaiming him Dragonborn, and swore their lives to him. The Sayasi would become a large part of the Cyrodiilic army, and would influence their military structure and culture. The Sayasi would eventually come to power in Cyrodiil in the Second Era, after the assassinations of the Emperor and his son, as orchestrated by the Emperor's Sayasi advisor. This was possibly done in order to make way for Tiber Septim, the true Dragonborn that they had been waiting for. The advisor, known as the Akaviri Potentate, ruled for over 300 years thanks to his increased lifespan, before his assassination by the Morag Tong. His son ruled for around a century before his assassination, when the Sayasi lost power in Cyrodiil. The Blades organization that would later come to prominence in the Third Era with their devotion to protecting the Emperors of Cyrodiil was originally based on the Akaviri Dragon Guard. Kamal is a snowy region and nation in Akavir, literally meaning snow hell, and is also the name of the snow demons that come from there. It's said that they spend every winter season frozen, but every year they thaw out in summer and launch an attack on the Tang Mo nation. Apparently, they are always repelled. Several centuries after the first invasion of Tamriel, the Kamal demons decided to launch their own invasion, led by their king. The reasons for this are uncertain, although possibly it was to find something called the Ordained Receptacle, though who or what that exactly is completely unknown. They also arrived in Skyrim, near the city of Windhelm, completely surprising the Nords before moving south into Morrowind. The Kamal were then caught in a pincer attack by both the Nords and the Dunmer, but managed to hold out with an impressive defense. The two armies could not defeat the invaders until they were suddenly joined by Argonian forces from Black Marsh, allowing them to slaughter the Kamal. Tang Mo, meaning Thousand Monkey Isles, is a kingdom of many breeds of monkey folk who are known to be kind and brave, while also being known as crazy, whatever that implies. All of the other kingdoms on Akavir have attempted to enslave them at some point, but they have managed to defend themselves. They also have to deal with yearly attacks from the Kamal, and have supposedly recently allied themselves with the Kapotun. Kapotun means the Tiger Dragon's Empire, and is made up of catfolk, possibly similar to the Khajiit. After the Saeci dealt with all the humans on Akavir, eating them or otherwise, they then went after the many dragons that inhabited the continent. They managed to enslave the red dragons, but the black dragons fled to the nation of cats. A war between the cats and the Saeci erupted, leaving both nations weak and the dragons all killed. The catfolk then attempted to become dragons themselves, although again the exact meaning or process of that is unclear, and one successfully did so. This individual, named Tash Raka, is apparently the largest dragon in the world, and is worshipped as a divine being by the catfolk. His goal is to wipe out the Saeci before invading Tamriel. In the Third Era, Emperor Uriel Septim V planned to launch an invasion of Akavir, and went with an expeditionary force to scout out the continent. The group managed to found two colonies there, Septimia and Ionith, but eventually met with failure. The force had arrived during the fair weather spring months, and had expected a quiet winter based on preliminary reports. The winter weather turned out to be far more severe than expected, leading to tight rations. Any foraging and scouting attempts were met by Saeci forces, and the Empire's naval forces ended up being destroyed during an early winter storm, leaving the expeditionary force and colonists stranded on Akavir. The arrival of spring brought a drought with it, compounding their problems, and in the summer, the Saeci began besieging the settlement of Ionith. Here, the Emperor was killed, along with many other Imperials, and not long after, the colony of Septimia was lost as well. There have been no notable interactions between Tamriel and Akavir since then. Tamriel and its multitude of different cultures and environments have been the focus of the Elder Scrolls series from the very start. Although the first game, Arena, allowed players to traverse the entire continent, and Elder Scrolls Online allows one to visit many parts of Tamriel, most of the games in the series zoom in on a small part of the land. While many fans debate on which region a future game should focus on, it also raises the possibility of a game that looks at a different continent entirely. Perhaps it's unlikely that a future Elder Scrolls title would attempt to take place in such a varied and ambitious locale as Akavir. It's also unlikely that this is the last we'll hear about the neighbors to the east.